Welcome to a special edition of the Texas Hour with Pratt on Texas, featuring an interview with a thinker, writer, doer, or someone with an interesting story to tell.
Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast extra feature of Pratt on Texas features our good friend, science writer, historian, and all-around good guy. BehindTheBlack.com is his website, and of course, it's Robert Zimmerman, Bob Zimmerman, who is, just a major player in the capitalism in space, free space, free enterprise, this kind of thing, and it wrote the book, The Encyclopedia of Space, the definitive encyclopedia, major the history of the Hubble telescope, and so many science articles for major publications and things, it's hard to count. He's also got a book now, Conscious Choice, and it's the history of slavery, and you would think in the United States that somebody would have written this, and nobody ever had. Believe it or not, nobody ever had, and I recommend you read that book. It's at BehindTheBlack.com. You'll find it in the margin over there, and you can order, as well as his other books. All of them are fabulous. I've read them all. The thing we're going to talk about is the little bit of the political side at BehindTheBlack.com, and it's focused on, you know, you can't have free enterprise in space. You can't have without freedom as a country and free enterprise. You can't have space exploration with a moribund socialist economy that doesn't have any money for it. So it really does all link up together. Bob is a big advocate of freedom and liberty in this country. And he started back about the time that I got the blacklisting, as he calls it, the cancel culture stuff on me. There were already other stories, and there were a slew of them within that three-week period back in January of 2021. He started these posts, Today's Blacklisted American. I was one of those. We're now doing a lot of pushback where what's happening is Americans are realizing they don't have to be cancel cultured and they push back. I want to start, we're going to do a full rundown of these. We do this occasionally. If you like it, go through the podcast page. You'll find other podcasts here that are podcast extras, we now call them. And we're going to start with this one. I love just the alliteration. I like the headline. College fires director of its Free Speech Institute for advocating free speech. Bob Zimmerman, welcome back to our podcast extra at Pratt on Texas. Tell us about this new dark age of silencing, as you call it.
You know, Robert, as I was listening to you give the introduction, it struck me when you said I'm an advocate of liberty and free speech. It struck me really sad that today one must advocate the idea of liberty and that there are people who don't understand it. The idea of liberty should be so fundamental to everyone's idea that somehow you have to advocate it, you have to promote it, that others might disagree. And that's the whole point of my blacklisting column. I mean, every single day. I really have been reporting on this now for the last decade, but increasingly so. And it got to the point where beginning in January of 2020, when the Biden administration took power, there were so many stories I would have had to devote Behind the Black entirely to blacklisting. And I didn't want to do that because I'm really a space guy. I like to talk about space exploration and commercial space. So I decided, let me do one column a day, Today's Blacklisted American. And I've been doing this now for almost 18 months. And every single day I have a story and millions of them. And so here's a good one. The president of St. Olaf College in Minnesota, Dave Anderson, he removed the director of that school's Institute for Freedom and Community because the director, Edmund Santuri, encouraged too much free speech by inviting a wide range of speakers to lecture at the Institute. I mean, that's what the Institute's
that's
about.
That's what
I mean,
it's for.
Bringing people in to speak.
That's its raison d'etre, yeah.
And I will point out that the examples given in my article are not all conservative. This guy was inviting a very wide range of people, one of whom was a guy named Peter Singer, who has in the past actually advocated very much in favor of abortion and even infanticide, killing babies, because they're not genetically pure. I mean, Singer is a real leftist radical,
right,
if anything.
Infanticide, yeah. It's the eugenics of Margaret Sanger and where the abortion industry comes from to begin with. So the guy at St. Olaf's, his institute is for this, and he does the classical job of inviting people from all sides, not the typical all from the left claiming that's the free speech. So he seems to be doing what you would want in a true liberal arts college. I mean, somewhere where you're actually looking at ideas, challenging ideas, and asking questions, and he gets canned for it?
He gets canceled because, according to Anderson, the president of the college, Santori had, quote, created new enemies of the Institute by inviting a wild range of people. He also justified the action of removing Santori because he had gotten complaints from the college's board of regents as well as others at the college. In other words, because some people were offended by the speakers, they had to silence the Institute and free speech. You cannot have freedom of speech without someone getting offended. That's the whole point of it, that you are making statements to try to wake people up to things you think are wrong. And usually those things that are wrong are being advocated by others. So there must be some strong disagreement if to have free speech. And then the society listens to both sides and makes its decisions and eventually works out the right choice. But you're going to offend someone if you have free speech. Nope, not at St. Lawless College. And I point out in my article here that this is not just the president of this university or their board of regents. The students in 2017 organized protests that verged on violence because a fake racist note, it was a hoax, was perpetrated by a student. And suddenly, because of this fake racist note, the whole college went mad trying to shut everything down because we can't have racism, even if it's a hoax. And so this is a very intolerant university. Why any parent would send any kid there, I cannot imagine.
One thing I want to ask about, though, is one thing that we are advocating is that boards of regents do get involved to stop this silencing of conservatives by the left. And in this case, there's some criticism, it seems, that the president reacted to the board of regents who put pressure to fire this guy. I mean, this is where you get into a problem. You have to understand that if you're for free speech and liberty, as I have a liner in the show that runs, it says, liberty's hard. It means putting up with things you object to. And that was one of the original phrases that I brought to the air when I decided to do, you know, talk radio full time and everything, is that oftentimes people are all exercised about their side and then they forget and go the other way. And we've seen that. I mean, that's where the leftist movement started. Wasn't it always claiming, even though underneath the surface it wasn't, for free expression, because Marxism uses all that as a hook to pull you in and then to silence you. But they always claimed to be the advocates of free speech, and some of them legitimately were, particularly in the intellectual crowd in this country. And now they're the ones that believe in full dogma. Well, as conservatives, we want to get people involved and put pressure on these people, but it's when they silence conservatives and people. We don't want to go the other way and say, oh, but you also can't have liberals there. The idea is you simply need to, if you're going to truly bring these kind of things there, you need to have a wide array and truly understand, you know, Bill Buckley's comment about the solution to free speech you don't like is always more speech.
You know, a good example is that the head of this institute that got fired, he had invited both leftists and rightists, somewhat extreme on both sides, to give talks. And, you know, I don't like Peter Singer at all. I find his positions pretty abhorrent, but I'm not advocating that he should be silenced. I want him to speak. I want people to hear his opinions because they would find out how bad they are.
Yeah, that's always been my attitude with some people on the right who don't want the liberals talking. I'm like, no. It's those crafty ones that don't sound liberal that do the most damage. Let these radicals talk, because it shows what absolute radical crazies they are. Now, Bob Zimmerman, despite the fact that he sounds like you're visiting with a guy on a subway platform in Brooklyn, he lives out in the heat of Arizona, and in the Tucson region of Arizona, which, by the way, is sort of a pocket of liberals there. He's outside the envelope, so he's safe. This is an interesting pushback story that you recently had at BehindTheBlack.com. Arizona parents sue over school board's attempt to silence them and intimidate them. We have a very similar thing happening, which I've been following in detail for a year, but haven't had time to talk about it hardly at all on the show. and that's in Round Rock, which used to be very conservative, but it's the northern part of Austin now, and the liberals can't afford to live in Austin anymore. They've all moved into Round Rock with the growth and the property taxes, and they've taken over the school board. And I mean, they've had the school board police arrest parents just for speaking at the meeting, and then charges magically drop. They've got all kinds of scandal and controversy. This school board stuff seems to be going on all over the country. Of course, we've had evidence with that, with Biden taking the, you know, the FBI, and they're trying to investigate people who just have political disagreements for as terrorists and stuff. But this is one example of, it seems like, well, a plethora, meaning too many examples. But at least they fought back. Tell us a little bit about this, because Scottsdale, that's supposed to be the big conservative area. I have family in Scottsdale.
Pratt's interview continues after the break.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
Using a firearm when under threat is as serious an action as you can take in life, and it might be critical to keeping your life. Know the law. Know you can hit the target and not an innocent bystander. And know you're legal to be armed when crossing into most states. Get Texas License to Carry training for only $65 from West Texas Justice. Beginners are welcome. Be wise, be trained, be legal. Inquire today at westtexasjustice.com. That's westtexasjustice.com. westtexasjustice.com.
If you're self-employed, you have a special health insurance problem. Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
I'm trying to help the individual out there who makes too much to qualify for any help, any subsidy or benefits from the government towards their health insurance, but does not have the income to pay the incredibly high premiums we find if you're buying your insurance individually.
You can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. HurleyBenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y Benefits.com.
For decades throughout West Texas, Tommy Klein Construction has been a leader in commercial construction. That experience is your assurance that Tommy Klein Construction can do your job right the first time and understands all the government codes with which you must comply. Tommy Klein Construction satisfies state HUB and federal woman-owned business requirements too. Tommy Klein Construction, general commercial building contractors. Reach them at 806-438-3384, 806-438-3384.
It's bad enough to have your life upended financially, even worse with injury due to accident. Have you thought about what happens when the responsible party doesn't step up to make your loss whole? When you've been injured, the Liggett Law Group will work for you with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
Tom in Wichita Falls wrote, I just returned from Costa Rica. I went there on your suggestion and cannot agree with you more. This was the best dental experience ever. I had a good bit of work done, and Dr. Zuniga was able to get it all done in one day. The amount of care and attention was unbelievable. From the work itself and the follow-up to make sure everything was great before I went home made this a great experience. While root canals and crowns aren't fun, this was the way to do it, Tom says. Learn more about Dr. Zuniga and dental care by clicking the banner at PrattonTexas.com. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock finds good trucks and reconditions them to be ready to work for you and your business. Mike and Jason have repeat customers from all over the country, even Alaska. Call 806-687-1115 to get Mike and Jason working for you. Visit SpecialtyTrucksOfLubbock.com and see their inventory. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. SpecialtyTrucksOfLubbock.com.
Sharing stories that matter. Here's your Texas anchorman, Robert Pratt, with Pratt on Texas.
Scottsdale Unified School District.
Yeah, this is actually a story that's been twice covered in my Blacklist column. Once when this first happened, and now when this parent sued. Initially, what happened is that one of the school board president, a man by the name of Jan Michael Greenberg, had, with the aid of his parents, his own parents, compiled a secret Google Drive containing personal information about 47 parents, including social security numbers, financial information, and pictures of themselves and their children, gathered together expressly as a tool to intimidate those parents, because those parents were protesting the use of critical race theory in the curriculum, as well as the mask mandates at the schools. They didn't want either one in the schools, and they were protesting to the board, speaking to the board, saying, we don't want this, stop it. So what was the board's response? The president of the board, who, by the way, was forced to resign when this secret Google Drive was revealed, he didn't resign from the board. He just simply resigned as school board president, as the president of the board. But they were using this to intimidate. And so now these parents have sued. They've specifically sued both that specific board member, as well as his parents, because his parents, more specifically his father, Mark Greenberg, was the lead in gathering the data and intimidating the parents. And I'll give an example from their complaint, which I always link to so people can actually read the actual complaint and get some real data on what actually happened instead of depending on me alone. And in the complaint, it says Mark Greenberg literally wished death on those who criticized the Scottsdale Unified School District, and Jan Michael Greenberg, who criticized both the district and Greenberg. He recorded a video of a discussion on a Facebook page of the opposing parents, and then stated out loud, I quote, about one of those parents, I really want Edmund to die. I'll be so happy. I'll have a expletive party. And this is just typical. He would be stalking the parents, videotaping the parents, gathering data on the parents, all for his son to use in this dossier against the parents. Now, they've sued. Now, I don't know if they can win, but it's demanding restitution to the parents for violating their First Amendment rights. It wants a monetary judgment for defamation and invasion of privacy. And also, it caused financial damage to one of the parents because one of the parents lost a job because of the criticisms that were stated publicly based on this dossier.
It'll be interesting because you have a right to publicly, to record people in public, and you have a right to assemble dossiers. We've done it in politics forever. Absolutely. The question's going to end up being, was this done under the color of the authority of a local government? And that's why we have courts. You got to figure that stuff out. Let's get to one of these other stories. And before I get to the college in Illinois, I want to tell listeners out there who think this is always somewhere else, despite what they keep telling you that, oh no, we don't do that here. Just within a mile from where I sit in the True Texan studio is Texas Tech University. And most people in Texas are proud that it's not a far lefty, crazy liberal like University of Texas or University of North Texas or Texas State. But let me tell you, folks, they are building, and they just announced a while back they're going to have a delay in opening because, we can't hire anybody right now to build stuff. They're building a blacks-only social center. Pure segregation. I mean, back to the days of segregation. It's just the left is pushing this now. So don't think this is always in Illinois. Your big Red Raiders out there, your institution is engaged in this stuff too, no matter how they try to downplay it to you. Here's the story at BehindTheBlack.com. Today's blacklisted American: college in Illinois establishes black men-only academy. No others need apply. We've seen very similar at other institutions of lower learning. Bob, tell us about this one.
I like lower learning. I like that. That's pretty good. Oakton Community College in Illinois, it's a private college, I think, but they've now established a special academy for black men only, dubbed the Emory Williams Academy for Black Men. Quote from the Academy's website: as a member of the Academy, you will join a community designed for black male-identifying students who are on a journey to advance their education and achieve their goal. Also, the Academy is led by a dedicated black staff and faculty.
I wonder how many white women will say they identify as a blow up the shibboleths of the modern left.
I can't tell you how many people, Robert, I can't tell you how many people on my website commented immediately, I should identify as a black man. If whether I'm a woman or white or whatever, I should identify as a black man, see what they can do. I, by the way, tried to apply to see what their application system is. And I did not say I was black. I said I was white. And I have not heard a word from them. No surprise. They set this up to say they're not breaking any laws because anyone can apply.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you're going to get accepted Title IX for women. I mean, the worst, it's not just black students. It's black males only.
That's right.
Or those who identify as black males. So it could be full of white women or whatever, but these things are set up to make sure that the process of getting in doesn't let you in. I mean, think about it. You're old enough to remember, you're old enough to remember the lessons learned during the civil rights movement against these racist Klan-backing Democrats. They had all kinds of excuses to say, oh, no. Segregation may have been the law in parts of the South, but you actually had massive race problems in New York and Chicago and places where they've convinced people it didn't happen. And they just used little tricks like that. You know, there were little tricks to keep people from being accepted into clubs, businesses, areas. And, that's how they do it. And they used to make this argument all the time on the political liberal side of, oh, well, I mean, you can't just, because they claim it's open to anyone, let's look and see if that country club or that particular civic club's ever admitted a Jew, a black, an Hispanic, an Italian, a Pole. You know, the list goes on. And so now when you challenge them, of course, they're going to say, well, it doesn't violate any laws. I mean, anybody can apply. So what? That trick's as old as institutional racism itself.
You know, one of the things I found interesting in researching this particular story is that Oakton's attendance has been dropping steadily since 2010. It's losing almost 25% in that time. What's interesting is it depends on federal funding for about 15% of its funds. And ironically, as its attendance has been dropping, its budget has been growing and its staff has been growing. And that's almost certainly coming from additional federal funds. So be aware that your state and federal funds are funding this kind of attitude and sending more money to institutions that do exactly this kind of bigoted thing. It's pretty disgusting.
Well, let's talk about today's blacklisted American out of Wisconsin, the Kiel School. I would assume it's Kiel, K-I-E-L. In German, that'd be Kiel, but it could be the Kyle School. Who knows how they say it. School district investigates, not parents, going to the board, or children, little children, and what for? Did they come wearing their sheets and the pointy hat? Did they come to school, acting as bigots? Oh, no, folks. Investigates children in their school for using wrong pronouns. Oh, not English, because the kids aren't learning and people are paying a lot of money and they're, oh, no. It's this pick whatever you are. You know, I'm a male, female, not either. I'm a tree, I'm a plant, I'm the root of a plant, whatever stuff. Tell us about this story out of Wisconsin.
It's beyond disgusting as far as I'm concerned. This is the school administrator, the principal, the superintendent, a music teacher. They are supporting a girl, I say that with every intention, a girl who wants to identify as a boy.
A masculine girl. Yeah. You know, that's
well,
it.
I don't care. You know,
right.
She's a girl.
A girl.
I don't care. I don't care what she looks like. She's a girl. And they want to support her. She wants to be called a boy, and she wants them to use male pronouns.
Too
and
bad.
So she was – let me quote from the complaint, all right? One of the alleged incidents, Braden Rabidow, he's 13 years old, and his two friends, same age, were supposedly involved in, happened in late April. The girl – had been screaming at one of Braden's friends to use proper pronouns, calling him profanity, and this friend is very soft-spoken and kind of just sunk down into his chair. So this is being explained by his mother. Braden finally came up defending his friend, saying he doesn't have to use proper pronouns. It's his constitutional right to not use. You can't make him say things. Now, from this minor childish argument, in which I will say 13-year-old Braden Rabideau exhibited a remarkable and accurate understanding of freedom of speech, the school's administrators decided to bring the full force of the federal government down upon them to investigate this boy and his two friends for violating Title IX of the Civil Rights Federal Regulations about sexual harassment. This is not sexual harassment, it's not using pronouns.
And these are eighth grade kids who just refuse to let the kid that wants to pretend to be a boy that's really a girl, refusing to use, to call that person by those things. In other words, that person is attempting to compel speech of these other people, which, of course, is not freedom of speech. That's tyranny.
Now, I will tell you, the parents right now have had a legal letter sent to the school demanding this all be dropped and the records cleared, expunged. And I would say if they don't get satisfaction by the letter, they are probably going to sue. And I say go for it. Get as much money. Go after these particular administrators, very particularly. They should not be teaching. They should be punished. They should be financially hurt. But I say above all, it doesn't matter anything whether they win or not. There is no chance in heck that these kids should return to this school ever. The administrators very, very clearly are hostile to these children. They have revealed a warped belief that the children under the care don't have a right to freedom of speech. And they reveal that they intend to indoctrinate the kids in this modern sexual perversions and debasement of truth that's being pushed by the left. And you shouldn't be subjecting your kids to this ugliness. I would say homeschooling should be the first thing on your mind.
I've been pushing it for years and years. Part two of our podcast extra with Robert Zimmerman of BehindTheBlack.com, our update to mid-May 2022 update on blacklisted Americans, continues in a second part. You'll find it right there next to this first part in the podcast page.